And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. It's a very special This Week on Channel 9. We were recording in the second studio. The recording had an audio issue. Brian Keller was here, and we couldn't get it figured out before he had to leave. So this is our first solo one. So Michael's in the studio in the back, and he's mocking me for doing this telecast now version of This Week on Channel 9. But let's just get to the news. And really just to start off with is the Entity Framework, June 2011 CTP is available. This includes support for new data types, so including enum data type, spatial data type, and as well as new support for in the actual designer. Store procedures can do multiple result sets, and performance things for link queries. So you can, for example, automatically compile in cache to improve query performance. So lots of good stuff to play with. Definitely something to add to your download list for June. Query HTML5 audio video library. So this is JPlayer. So the idea is it's a free open source media library written in JavaScript, and it's designed for when you want to do cross-browser audio and video libraries. So rather than having to worry about, say, one specific vendor, you can have a reusable JPlayer for audio-video needs, especially with HTML5 tags. You're definitely going to want this. So cool stuff to check out, and more importantly, it is open source. Next thing is, so Jeff Wilcox blogged about this. This is the Windows Phone Performance Team has a number of cool blogs, blog posts on performance. So scroll viewer and list box improvements in Mango, way to do image encoding off thread, way to use infinite scroll, ways to changes in the web client where instead of the web client always returning on the UI thread, it now returns on whatever thread called it. So, and these are just a number, just a couple of the posts on there. So lots of cool stuff. If you're a developer that's starting to play with Mango, you should look at these posts for performance tips and tricks. Next up, Scott Hanselman talks about this. And really he was talking about, he was talking with Eric Meyer. So the non-JavaScript Eric Meyer, the Eric Meyer that works for Microsoft, who should be familiar with many channel liners. And Eric Meyer, just to quote him here, says, basically, JavaScript is an assembly language. The JavaScript plus HTML is like a .NET assembly. The browser can execute it, but no human should ever really care what's there. So it's kind of an interesting view. And Scott used the example of looking at the Google Plus source code, and of course it's minified. But Google as a company uses GWT, and that allows you to use Java to generate JavaScript and HTML, and he has kind of supports the JavaScript as an assembly language. So kind of a question to the users, what do you all think? I think there's a world for both, where for people that don't really care about the JavaScript and HTML5 semantics, that you can actually use some intermediate language. Maybe it's ASP.NET Web Forms, maybe it's GWT, or other tools, or the other option there is to actually do handcrafted. And I think handcrafted may be more work, especially when you're doing cross-browser testing and those sort of things. But I think there's room for both. So David Coutu, who some of you may know, had done one of the Jedi Lightsaber Connect SDK demos. He talks about using, in the library he just released, connecttoolkit.codeplex.com. So what this is, it allows you to record gestures for your using the Connect SDK for your application. So for example, you can record different gestures, record it, and basically think of it almost like a macro recording. So whenever you get the equivalent, algorithmically it does the search to see whether you've done a gesture like that. It can take a particular action. Maybe it's a swipe kind of thing, and you're moving from slide to slide in PowerPoint. Maybe it's a Jedi mind trick, whatever it happens to be. You can record your gestures and play with it. If you're looking to do gestures, definitely check this out. It's very cool. Green Shot. So Green Shot is a, think of it as a free open source version of Snagit. So it's all written in C#, and Greg Duncan found this. And it allows you to do either full screen or where you're taking capturing regions. It allows you to do hotkeys, allows you to actually automatically send it to the clipboard. And I actually did this screenshot of Green Shot using Green Shot. So I know that's kind of meta. But the idea is for somebody like me that does a ton of screenshots, you know, whether it's in product demos or for This Week on Channel 9, it has some really nice features. Like it allows you, for example, to do fuzz something out, add arrows, those sort of things. So lots of cool stuff to play with in Green Shot. Even if you're not interested in Green Shot for a screen capture thing, the source code is available, so there may be some interesting source code you want to use for your app. So, cool stuff there. So, Greg Duncan, again, actually has a great post that does the sort of definitive Channel 9 markup and query parameters. So this is when you have, say, a post and you're looking to add certain things, like how do you add a Channel 9 video, a link to a Channel 9 video, and you do bracket C9 video URL, or you are adding a link to a YouTube video, or you want to, similar to This Week on Channel 9, it's like, whoa, did you hear what Dan said? He said at this particular time, and you can put in time codes using pound, time equals, then the minutes and seconds. So all the definitive, and really we should have posted this, so I blame Duncan McKenzie for not having done this already, but I love the fact that Greg Duncan did this for us. Azure Data Market, and specifically they're using stats.com. So Azure Data Market, this used to be called Codename Dallas. What this allows you to do is make available Major League Baseball stats, then you can build applications on top of it using the data from stats.com. So they actually built a MLB head-to-head stats dashboard. So what you can do is compare two players, and then there's a number of different ways that you can compare them. The point of all this is to show off, one, the things that you can do with Windows Azure Data Market, two, for Major League Baseball. But even if you are, say, a fantasy baseball geek, you know, you're looking to see who your next pick is, you can compare head-to-head and say, okay, well, I need somebody that has a great hitting when somebody's on base or whatever the example happens to be. So lots of cool stuff that you can do to use Azure Data Market data. Hotmail is 10x faster. So this is a blog post by Dick Craddock, just to get his name right, on the Inside Windows Live blog post. And what it does, it talks about the specific things that they did to take and make Hotmail a lot faster. And in fact, when we were recording it earlier, Brian Keller was saying how he actually worked with the team to do a number of, use Visual Studio for automated testing of user and user scenarios. So using some of the load testing tools in Visual Studio to help them simulate load. But in this particular example, he talks about the three specific techniques, which are caching, preloading, and asynchronous operations. And really, a lot of it is also bringing the processing power to the browser instead of keeping it on the server. So this is kind of a must read if you're looking to see how, and you've been using Hotmail and you see some of the improvements that they've done. You'll be able to understand how they actually got there and how they're using it. So picks of the week, this is Brian's pick. He's not here. But there's nothing more exciting to Brian than TFS build extensions. So what this is, and I'll try and make this as interesting as possible. So Brian's talked about before, TFS build. This is a set of extensions. Think of it as like reusable code snippets for common scenarios. So it's, for example, you want to integrate something into your build process. There's a number of pre-built templates, if you will, for adding these in. So if you're looking to do extensions to TFS build, start with these, download them. This is all done by TFS Rangers, and you can basically take their snippets, customize them as you see fit, but rather than starting from scratch, it's a set of tons of snippets that do this already. And then my pick of the week, which is ever so epic, is Geekology had the first commercially available Street and Sky Legal flying car is cleared for takeoff. So this is these are some pictures, but basically think of it as a car that is street legal and can even drive on highway that can then turn into a plane. So it's as epic as it gets, and I really want one of these. And I think it'd be awesome, and maybe if we can have Clint trick this out, we can also make it into a submarine of some sort. So that's our show this week, and apologize that Brian isn't here, but I can tell you that he's here in spirit, and we'll miss him. Thanks.